Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. This looks like it might be one of those beating on a dead horse comments, as I have talked about some of them before. I'll start off with plastic bags and the good and the bad that comes with using them. As many of you know, I worked in the retail grocery business for most of my life, starting when I was 15 years old. I loved the grocery and meat business. I met thousands of people, watched kids grow up and become parents, heard and told many, many jokes. For the most part, to me at least, going to work was like going to a party and getting paid for it. Getting on to what I wanted to talk about, I really hate to see the banning of plastic bags. The pros are that they are quick and easy to use. Clear plastic bags in produce departments make checking out produce a snap, providing you know your codes. They are light and easy to recycle, and the list goes on. On the con side, we have the problem of those who are careless and won't recycle. Recycling is so easy. It breaks my heart to hear of the huge island of plastic and other recyclable items floating out not far from us in the ocean. Human nature being what it is, it's a losing battle, this recycling. Cutting out plastic means using more paper, thus using more of that resource. We recycle everything we can, and we use reusable bags for groceries. If everybody did that, we wouldn't have this problem. As I said last comment, I received a letter requesting my opinions on the safety corridor on 101 between Eureka and Arcata. I got the numbers I needed to get my opinion read. I am totally opposed to trying to fix something that ain't broke. I think you stand more chance of being hurt and killed in town than out there. And the businesses out there will be negatively affected by the closings. Building an overpass that will extend into the bay is not good either. I would like to see more CHP presence out there. Now, to traffic in Eureka. I was going up Fifth Street in the center lane one day last week. At G Street, the light went red, so a car could cross or enter Fifth. The car ahead of me stopped. I stopped. The two cars on the left lane, coming up from behind us, sailed right through the red. Fortunately, the lady was paying attention, or she would have gotten hit. Could have involved me, too. I have seen several people on the stop signs at Henderson and California, westbound. Eureka Police Department, if any of you are listening, I was in the westernmost parking lot at the Eureka Mall by the subway shop, waiting for some friends to get lunch. Out of the 15 or so cars coming off Central onto Henderson, at least 10 of them didn't stop. Some of them didn't even slow down. This comment was written before the Coastal Commission voted to waste millions of dollars to fix something that doesn't need fixing. In my opinion, anyway. More next time. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.